Hello, everyone. This is Cheryl Carenti again with I'm with RE/MAX Realtek Group, and welcome to my house and home podcast where we talk about everything real estate and home related. I've been a realtor for the last 25 years in the Palm Harbor, Tampa Bay area, and I love doing my podcast. I have to apologize. I've been away from my podcast for several weeks. A multitude of problems caused me to get behind, but I want to get back into it. I think we're coming out of this COVID-19 issue or situation, whatever we want to call it, crisis, slowly, but I wanted to update everyone on the state of home values, because I'm sure that, you know, many people are, you know, wondering what is going to happen with the housing market. So I decided to finally get back into, recording some podcasts, and I thought I'd start with this topic because there's been a lot of information that's come to light for me. I follow several different places where we get information as realtors on what's, you know, potentially going on in the real estate market and with, you know, pricing and home values. One is the National Association of Realtors. I am a member, of course, and I follow, you know, a lot of their information. They do surveys every month of over 50,000 realtors in this country and try to get a sense of what's going on out in the market in real time, current such information. So I've been following that, and I've picked up several other websites where I can kind of get a pulse on what's going on, because of course, I'm going to say this a couple of times during this podcast, none of us have a crystal ball, and we don't know what's going to happen exactly, but we can get some sense of the market from these sites and the people that kind of are the gurus, if you will, that know how to analyze the data. So with that being said, with the housing market, it's staggered to some degree, obviously, by this health crisis. And the country is currently facing an unknown, you know, still unknown situation. And of course, buyers and sellers are questioning whether, you know, home values will be impacted. And that's what I'm here to kind of try to address. And of course, it's all dependent on where you live. But, this is overall, we're finding most of the areas are following the same kind of pattern. So the old adage of supply and demand dictating the price of anything, especially properties, is still holds true. That's the way it works, is, you know, supply and demand determines how much a house is going to technically sell for. So the market's demand for homes will affect how much someone can get for their property. So each month, as I said, the National Association of Realtors surveys, you know, over 50,000 realtors throughout the country about home sale prices and market conditions. Now, their latest results sheds some really interesting light on the seller traffic, which is the supply, and a buyer traffic, which is obviously the demand, and during the pandemic. So the data I have now is really from, you know, the last month or so. So it is smack dab in the middle of the pandemic. So they found that the buyer demand was found to be strong in 34 of the 50 states. And in 16 of the other states, they had stable demand. So, you know, that's really a good sign. We're not seeing any real slowdown of the buyers wanting to look at homes and get qualified for mortgages. So that's an excellent sign. So while seller traffic, or what we mean when we say listings, in 46 states reported as weak, meaning a shortage. So with demand from buyers still stronger than the supply of sellers, home values should not depreciate. So we're not expecting any kind of tanking of home values. So that should be good news for everyone who's already a homeowner. If you're renting, don't wait around for the prices to tank, because it's not looking that way. And again, nobody has a crystal ball, but it is not looking like that is going to happen. So, you know, based on these findings, it seems that prices, as I said, are going to remain stable throughout 2020. What happens next year? We don't know. You know, we can't project out that far either. But right now we're feeling like, you know, prices on homes are going to remain pretty stable. So if you've been thinking about listing your home, you know, it's a good time. Let's discuss, you know, how you can capitalize on the fact that there does still seem to be more buyers than there are for sellers. So that's, you know, means you should be able to get a good, you know, price for your home. So, you know, as much as many people are asking themselves, should I buy or sell in 2020? And some have, you know, I'm sure shifted their plans or put them on hold over the past couple of months. And understandably so, you know, everyone is wondering if the market is going to change and when the economy will turn around. So again, I'm going to turn to that National Association of Realtors recent survey that tracks behavior changes of home buyers and sellers. And they found that 77% of the potential sellers that were out there before are still actively making preparations to sell this year and haven't really listed yet, some of them, but they are preparing to sell. So there should be some more inventory coming on the market for the buyers that we think are out there. And as I said earlier, they also found that the buyer demand is still strong, and only 17% said buyers stopped looking due to concerns over job or unemployment. And that to me was the statistic, or, you know, answer to some of the survey questions that really stood out to me as good news. With only 17% of potential buyers, meaning buyers that had expressed interest in buying prior to the pandemic, only 17% said they stopped looking altogether because they were concerned about a job loss or unemployment. So, and on top of that, they asked them, are you waiting? And a lot of them said that they still want to buy and they haven't stopped looking, but they're just waiting for more homes to come on the market because, again, there just seems to be a shortage of listings. So bottom line, if you're thinking about selling, it's probably a good time. And I'd love to, for you to reach out to me and I can send you my copy. It's free, of Sell It Fast, which is a like an ebook, small ebook, which gives you, you know, lots of tips to stop getting your home ready to sell. And my best advice is you do need to do some prep work unless your home is impeccable right now. And I don't know how many of us could say we're in that boat. I know I can't, but because it's a known fact, I know this is to be true. And they say about 70% of buyers are afraid of buying a home that needs work. And this fact will cut out a large portion of potential buyers for your home, you know, if it's not in show ready, condition, or and it's, if there's a lot of disrepair, you don't have, you know, curb appeal to the front, there's a lot of things to kind of, you know, look at to get your home ready for the market. So if you don't and you do put it on, you're going to end up selling your home for less than what you could have gotten. And I know it may cost some money to do some of the things that you need to do to get it ready, but I assure you it'll be money well spent, and you should get that money back and then some. So again, ask me about ways that, you know, I can assist you and get more for your home by, you know, making sure some of these maintenance items are taken care of. So it's true that a poorly maintained home can lose up to $20,000 in sale price. So, you know, let's get that under control if you're thinking of selling. So again, I'm always here. Message me. I'm always happy to answer any real estate questions I can for any of my listeners. Stay safe, everyone, and I hope to be back next week with another episode. Thanks a lot for listening in.